Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Do it or die now. Stand your ground. Don't let your bad breaks go get
me. I see Atlanta Rhythm section bringing us back with the what I consider to be the Small Business Anthem. Even when times get rough, and you've had enough, still got to try. That's us, isn't it, small business owners? Against all odds, that's the reason why you're my heroes. 17 Till, I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, ageofthecustomer.com. Jerry Sarvati is our guest, folks. Jerry's been a longtime friend of mine, and he's been on the show several times before. He built a golf course. He and a group of investors built a golf course in Scotland, literally across an ancient wall from the legendary Muirfield Golf Course in Scotland, just about, what are you, about 20, 30 miles south of the old course, Jerry?
Yeah, well, actually, by the crow flies, it's only about 14 miles, but you have to go around the Firth of Forth to get there, so it takes about an hour.
Yeah, so right there north of Edinburgh, and which is beautiful country. I've been there. Jerry Sarvati, folks, is the guy who's had this dream and convinced a bunch of other people to join his dream. You know, Jerry, I've had a lot of people to come to me over the years in my role, years, especially years ago when I had my consulting company, and they say, you know what, I love to cook, so I think I'd be good running a restaurant. Well, you know, that's like the worst thing somebody can say. That's the worst entrepreneurial thing somebody can say. You know, because liking to cook and being able to run a restaurant are two different things. So I know you love golf. So what did you have to do when you said, I'd like to build a golf course in Scotland because I love golf? You had to have more than that, didn't you?
Well, a lot more than that. I mean, to be fair, a golf club anywhere in the world, you know, Scotland's the home of golf, as you mentioned earlier. And that's probably a significant reason why I tried to, you know, we did what we did. But it's a business. It's a small business. I mean, we've got, right now in the summer, we've got about 70 employees. In the winter, we've got 50. And everything you do every day is just like running any other business. The same trials and tribulations, you know, some things are different, some things are easy, some things are hard. And you wake up every day with, you know, those same challenges.
Right. No, exactly. So you had to, even though you love golf, and of course the idea of building a golf course in this hallowed part of the golf world, even though that was very appealing, you had to put your feet back on the ground, didn't you?
Oh, absolutely. And as a matter of fact, you know, three years ago now, with the construction plans for the clubhouse, which I mentioned briefly, we've completed now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I moved over here because you needed to have your feet on the ground. You needed to have feet on the ground every day. And being here to deal with the local people and the planners and, you know, the people at the county and dealing with the issues that are ongoing, it's very important to be a part of the community.
Well, now, one,
and that's what we've done.
When in a previous visit, you talked to us about some of the stuff. I mean, I remember when I was over there learning about the antiquities. I've forgotten the name of the group, but there's an antiquities commission kind of an organization that own a lot of the castles. Or if you're going to do anything, you've got to go through
Historic Scotland.
There it is,
Historic Scotland.
Yeah, and so you've got to be able to go through all those guys. And I've dealt with the historical societies here in the United States before on real estate that I own and have owned, and they can really be challenging folks. But you probably put that on steroids for your folks there in Scotland, can't you?
No, it's the same thing. I mean, the Archerfield State goes back several centuries, and you know, because the buildings are historic, as you mentioned, and rated, as they call them, rated buildings over here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's certain things that you can do and certain things you can't do within the entire state. I mean, it's not just the property; it's the things that are on property. Simple things like the stone walls that you mentioned, and repairing stone walls, getting them back to the original state. Those are the kind of things that we've had to do.
And you found an earthworks out there too, didn't you? That you had everything had to stop till they investigated that too, right?
We did. It was a medieval village that went back, you know, literally hundreds of years, and they exposed it, did some digging and looking at the things, and had a day where everybody came out and looked at it, and then we covered over it and built a golf hole.
And marked it.
Documented everything.
Yeah. So is that still ongoing though? I mean, you kind of indicated a minute ago that you're always dealing with the local constabulary, the local officials about this. Is there something always going on there?
It's not a thing that's done every day, but there's a 25-year plan of certain pieces of historic parts of the estate that have to be renovated, and a lot of which, things like year before last, we built this garden that's at the end of this row of what originally were beech trees that we had to replant, mm-hmm. these beech trees, because they go back literally hundreds of years and they'd grown over and changed. It's that we spent £82,000 planting a couple rows of these beech trees that at the end of it, then a couple years later, now we've built a garden, so uh-huh. local people can walk and use the garden.
Well, that's great. So how much do you figure you had to spend extra because of where you are? And I don't need necessarily dollars, but I mean, as opposed to building a place in the middle of Oklahoma or Pennsylvania, what percentage would you say you had to spend more to be able to build a course there in that country in those circumstances?
That's a really difficult question. The process of this whole planning exercise, etc., went on years before. I mean, the family that owns the land, that's our business partner over here,
right?
They were doing this for 10 years prior to we getting involved.
Wow.
So I don't even know how much money they spent, but it literally was millions of dollars.
So it's a good thing you didn't know then what you know now. Is that what you're saying? Is that what you're saying, Jim?
probably true, Jim.
Renaissance Club at Archer Field. Give us that website again, Jerry.
www.trcaa.com.
So check it out, folks. And when we come back, Jerry's going to have a special offer and talk.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.